And he makes a second. So it's now 11-point ball game.
That's Brady Smith's first point.
Mason Yon goes right down to the left block, fadeaway shot. This one's in for two. That was impressive. 9-point game, 90 seconds left. Drew Scholler over to Brady Smith. And Julian Tenerife tries to go for the steal all the way down to Seth Bowles, and we have a whistle back up at the top of the key before they could get down to Bowles. So this put Brady Smith at the free throw line for two shots again. Foul goes against number 10, James Shelkey. That's his fourth. Brian Smith, now 1-for-3 from the free throw line, trying to extend this 9-point lead, and he can't make that one. 50-41, your current score, Lakers leading Harbor Beach in District 84. And the second is good. Timeout called by Ron Swarsengerber with 1:24 left, a 10-point ball game, 51-41 Lakers on top.
Half the fun of buying a new vehicle is getting a great deal. You'll have almost too much fun at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring during their limited time 20% off sale on selected brand new 2017 Chevrolets. Now through March 13th, save $7,900 on a Pepper Dust 2017 Chevrolet Impala LT sedan with 3.6-liter six-cylinder engine and six-speed automatic transmission. MSRP $33,175. Supplier for everyone price just $25,275. A hard to beat price for a hard to beat Impala. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick has lots more brand new 2017 Chevrolet cars, SUVs, and trucks to choose from, including late model GM certified pre owned Chevrolet Buick or GMC models. Visit www.mooreshoreline.com or call 989-883-2100. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Well, what you missed there, Seth Bowles is called for a block at midcourt. That is his fifth personal. And so he sits down. The ninth team foul for Lakers. This puts Mason Yon at the free throw line shooting 1-1. He has 11, has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. Harbor Beach trails Lakers. Yep. Did I miss something here?
That was the...
That was a 1-1, am I correct?
Yeah.
That was the...
Yeah, that was a live ball.
That was a live ball, but they acted like it's two shots, so he gets a second. Okay, they're going to say that was the 10th team foul. Mason Yon sits down. Cole Anderson checks in. I give up.
I do too.
Ryan Seaman fouls Drew Scholler, so we walk the length of the court with a minute 14 left. Puts Drew Scholler back at the free throw line. He's gone 2-for-4. So far, he's missed the first, made the second on both of his trips.
What is this one doing?
Second against Ryan Seaman.
Yeah, the 10 should have been up there anyways. It's way over.
Free throws up, and this one's good. Breaks the streak. Drew Scholler with 7. Cole Anderson sits down. Mason Yon back in. Brayden Smith checks in, replaced by Mason Pasek. 74 seconds left in regulation. 52-42, Lakers on top. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Julian Tenerife.
Well, something's going to have to happen, and now.
James Shelkey goes down to the left block, pulls up, can't get that one to fall. Rebound, last touched by Brennan Wisner. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 106 remains, 52-42.
Now, you know how much I like the three-point shot. But this is the time right now.
Into the corner to Ryan Seaman. He has the ability to shoot it, and he goes up.
3.
And he's fouled by Drew Scholler, and he'll go to the line for 3 shots. Drew Scholler's third personal, according to my records.
That's what I've got him at also. But more importantly, we have Ryan Seaman, who has not hit but one. Nope, no trays tonight. 3 free throws. up on the line to shoot for three. Missed the first one.
Missed the first one. Has two more chances here. 102 left in the fourth.
It's going to sharpen up the range. Sharpen up the range right now. Get him now.
John, I just added up all of my fouls here, and I only have 17 right now. Which means that should have been a 1-1. That last time down here.
Yeah.
Second free throw is good for Seaman. Back to that 9-point game.
Yep, there has been some difficulty.
We'll say discrepancies. Let's go with that word. And he misses that one. Rebound Minetti. Fitting for him. He's had a whale of a ball game. 52-43, 55 seconds left. Brennan Wisner with the ball. Ryan Seaman guarding him and from very closely. And somehow hanging on that ball, and Brady Kirsch steals it away. Pulls up for three off the mark. Rebound Minetti. And here come the Hackers. And this is going to put Minetti back at the free throw line for two shots. He's only attempted one tonight. Missed the front end of a 1-1. And goes against Cole Anderson. That's his fourth. 52-43. Corey Minetti trying to tack on a couple more here to their 9-point lead.
In his young varsity career.
And he missed it. Mason Yon checks in. Mason Pasek checks in. Replaces Brian Smith. Cole Anderson for Harbor Beach sits down. 41.8 seconds left. 52-43.
Three possessions. Now, I've seen crazy things happen, so it can happen at 41.8.
Oh, I'm... And no good on that one. Rebound Brady Kirsch.
But it's got to start now. Can't wait.
Now they're wasting too much time already. Brady Kirsch goes down the left side of the lane, and he is pushed hard. And they're going to say two shots as a foul against Kirsch. Foul against 22, Mason Pasek. His first. Brady Kirsch at the line, shooting two. He has 18 points tonight. More likely his last game as a Harbor Beach Pirate. Misses the front end. 35 seconds left. Pasek sits down. Jan sits down. Anderson's in. Smith is in.
Offense, defense switch.
Second free throw is up from Kirsch. No good. Rebound. No one else but Corey Minetti. Troy Chapel in transition in for 2 points. And now it's a 11-point game, and Harbor Beach throws it right out of bounds. And no one touched it, so they'll be on the baseline. Nope, the FAR official is saying it was touched. Which, if that's the case, shouldn't it? I don't know. Folks, I've broadcast over 250 ball games. I've never felt more exhausted than I am right now. These doubleheaders take the better of me. John's fighting a cold over here.
Well, yeah.
54-43, 25 seconds left. Lakers about to punch their ticket to the District 84 championship to take on the USA Patriots. Troy Chapel, 10 seconds left in the right wing.
Pull the dribble out now.
Dribbling out, 5 seconds left, and that is going to do it as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are waking their way to the district championship the first time since 2002. And they played no one else except the USA Patriots. And you'll hear that game on Friday at 7 p.m. Coverage beginning at 6:30 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take out the Harbor Beach Pirates 54-43. Just two teams remain in District 84, the USA Patriots and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLW Sports Network.
If you need new or additional grain storage or repairs or upgrades for your present grain storage and handling systems, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services